have been and has employed now to go to the Isle of Man TT with this new bike, so they're peaking about that. And it's nice this morning Sean has offered me now, I'm step in rider for the British Championship super bike class, so if there's any problems, that he said that if there's any injuries to the year, that I'll now be the step in rider, which is a nice thing to be. And I'm now involved in the World Endurance now too, so you know, there's a couple of things coming off, and it's the sort of the way I want it to be going. You know, started to get in a wee bit of different area going on motorbikes, you know, and that's what takes me away. You know, the roads is sort of slacking off a little at home now, so you know, it means I can dip my hand in somewhere else now.
Yeah, the deal is initially for the roads and the international road races, but that's great news that you might get an opportunity in the British Superbike Championship.
Yeah, you know, Sean's been, you know, he's been pushing hard, you know, and he feels that I'm capable of riding at the British level, and it's nice when you hear a manager, you know, saying, look, you know, I've had it before where they've said, you know, injured riders, I would never get a chance. And he said, look, your injured rider comes up, you know, you're having a go, and we'll maybe even throw you out anyway at a couple just to put your hand in. And it's nice to get a chance there to see somebody actually thinking, you know, you're good enough to do the job on the short circuit level. And I honestly do think, you know, I'm quick enough.
It's been a roller coaster again for you. Surprisingly, I'm sure you will agree, dropped by BMW after the season that you had last year.
Yeah, it's funny the way, you know, the team that I was riding for lost the package of the BEM, which was, you know, I wasn't really bothered about losing my ride. You know, as I say, it's riders come and go, but you know, I felt that they didn't deserve that. They'd done a fantastic job all year. They'd done a great job in the British Championship too, you know, and both Stuart and Steve, you know, real good men, and we still talk at the minute, you know, having the crack. And you know, I think they'll come out fighting as good as they ever did. You know, they've got a good team there too, you know, but say, we just dropped it, and as I say, it left me then that I was able to go somewhere else and do what I wanted, and you know, to come here and have this job, you know what I mean, and especially the new R1 and what it could be capable of. You know, it's very exciting times ahead of me, and I'm really willing and ready for the challenge.
When you parted company with BMW, I would imagine the phone started ringing pretty quickly and very often to get you signed up.
Yeah, I've had various phone calls, even from people that don't like me, but it's been good, you know what I mean? I'm honoured that the people that's been ringing me, you know, the phone doesn't stop, you know, and, you know, it's nice when you're having a good go at it, you know what I mean? I love riding my motorbike, and I ride motorbike for the sheer fun of it, you know what I mean? And folk ringing, oh, we need you on the motorbike, you know, we need to get you on this motorbike, we need you on the motorbike, we need to do this, we need you, and it's nice when you get that, you know, but to come here now and just new motorbike, new challenge, you know, I'm excited.
Yeah. What excited you most, and what made you make up your mind to opt for Milwaukee Yamaha?
A couple of things, you know, the whole team, you know, I've handpicked up my team, you know, they selected around me. You know, they've come up with a couple of good statements that we're going to make and do, and, you know, they're working really hard to get this R1 up and running for a road bike, super bike, you know, and, you know, everyone was just falling into place, you know, a bit of short circuits, you know, they gave me a World Endurance ride, which I'm peaking about, you know, I've done a wee bit before, and to come back now, and the World Endurance team, the team that I'll be riding for, is fit and very capable of winning the World Championship, so to be involved with a team like that, knowing when we're going there that, you know, I've got to be bringing my A game and really, really push hard as I can to make sure I don't let my bit down, you know, and I'm excited about that, you know, but just to have the whole team and all, and what excites me is heading down Bray Hill on a motorbike. I've never done it, you know, and that the feeling that you get from when you hit the bottom of Garo or somewhere like that, not knowing if this thing's going to go left or right or straight on, that I get a buzz from that, you know what I mean? And I say that's where I stand up, and just that's where I excel from. I just like unknown these, and look, I say I'm here for a good time, you know, and I love just doing, you know, different stuff and having a go.